This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Woo! We are into the fourth hour. And I was going to air a special report next segment before Megan comes on, but I'm going to finish with your calls. So if you want to see that report, it's up at Band.video. You can't share that link on Twitter, so you want to go to 2020electioncenter.com. 2020electioncenter.com. Well, I just coughed. Under Ohio rules, I can be taken to a prison facility for 1 month for observation. I was seen to be coughing. It's not because I ate a jalapeno earlier and a little bit of pizza at the back of my throat. No, it's because I'm a COVID criminal. Let's go back to your calls here in the order they were received. Very thankful for your calls. Paul in Denver, Colorado, once great red state, now as blue as the bluest sky. Yeah. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, I have a story similar to Kyle Rittenhouse. I was down at the protest May 30th, the third day of the protest down here. I got attacked by some people that know me. It was based off the smear campaign that lefties like.
But Nadler said there's no Antifa, sir.
Oh, no, there's none. No, yeah, I'm lying.
So you were attacked by Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Right, yeah. I was picked up by behind and thrown to the ground by nothing when I defended myself. Basically, I got charged with second-degree assault and sent to jail, which was awesome. But it was...
Oh, for being assaulted by the lordships that don't exist?
Yeah. Yeah, it was awesome. So, I mean, what I'm thinking is that, like, we just need to... We need to educate people more than we need to go out there. And, you know, like, maybe a show of force is important, but I think they'll quash it pretty fast because they won't do anything about, you know, what's going on to people's businesses and stuff. So I think just educating your fellow, you know, friends, just telling them what you know, if that's fact, and then saying, you know, where I learned this, I learned it from InfoWars, Alex Jones. They're like, what? So,
oh, yeah, folks, the word of mouth about whatever media you think is telling the best truth. InfoWars, Tucker Carlson, you know, Gateway Pundits doing a great job. Promote the outlets that are telling the truth, and they're the most successful at telling the truth, and then that's it. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. So I'm the Antifa Denver Butcher, the Denver Antifa Butcher. As I call myself, so I'm going to take the good fight to you know.
What do you make of the scumbag not being in the military, lying about it? His sister said she's not sad he's dead. That's how bad a person he was. And then he pulled a gun on the feds and got killed. I mean, this is a sack of garbage. Nothing but a lying machine.
Yeah. These people have no beliefs. They'll never tell the truth.
He's on video. You're going, pull it, get him. They shoot him in cold blood in front of all these witnesses. And they go, oh, he was attacking a person of color. That's why I killed him. No, you're a liar and you're dead.
Look, it was white people that attacked me. It was a bunch of white wannabe Antifa kids who attacked me. A brown person over lies. So they want to be the cops without due process. They want to kill me. And when it doesn't work, they send the cops after me.
Well, I was about to say, they act like the worst cops you could imagine. They act like what they say bad cops are. I mean, if cops were randomly setting up checkpoints and shooting citizens in the head, I'd say go to war with them. They're not. It's Antifa doing it everywhere to us. They've done it to us, brother. I don't have to watch it on the news. They do it to us.
I was watching a clip of yours. This is a little bit unrelated, but you're talking about reconnecting with like the world and nature. You're out there in the forest, your shirt off, and I'm out here. Yeah, I'm just out here with my shirt off, just hanging out, trying to reconnect and get myself back.
Lay in the grass, man. You connect your body barefoot to the earth. God made us. Exactly. God made the earth. We don't worship the creation, but God made the creation. And by interfacing with it, we electrically connect more to God. So the earth's not God, but the reason the ancients worshipped it was because they can connect to God through it. And it's a giant transmitter. So we can literally have to connect to it. And we need to be out in green pastures on a blanket with our girlfriend naked. You need to be in the sun. You need to be fishing. You need to be working outside. I mean, when I used to have time to go garden or work on a ranch or whatever, I'd be drooling by lunchtime, drooling doing farm work. In total zen, meditation, without even trying to say, absolutely connected to God. And then now I live in hell inside this computer box, but it's okay because we're going to get out of it. But yes, all of this is unnatural. It totally sucks. It's not who we are. God bless you. I appreciate you. Absolutely, man. You need to reconnect. You need to get naked on the grass, naked in the water. You need to go get in the ocean at night, swim in the black water. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you once again.
Live, uncensored, raw, teleprompter free, coming to you from the barely red
defending
state of
the
Texas.
Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Dr. Nick Baggins is taking over next segment, then the War Room, Owen Schroyer, then 7-9, election countdown, 59 days out, Harrison Smith hosting tonight. Again, I love you, I appreciate you, just remember how powerful you are. When you share that live link to the show tonight, on your email, your text message, your word of mouth, and via Facebook, Twitter, whatever, from 2020electioncenter.com, that link's not being censored yet, 2020electioncenter.com, that's how we get all the new people. You say, hey, big forbidden information, breaking right now here, spread the word, and it'll happen. All right, well, the caller I was about to go to just hung up, so we're going to next to Patrick in Mass. Says his wife was fired for not wearing a mask at work. Tell us about this, sir.
Well, here's a quick story, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. My fiance has been working through this entire pandemic at Pride Gas Station, Springfield, Massachusetts. In Massachusetts, we have a mandatory mask mandate. My fiance was asked to wear a mask while at work, and she was told she could take her mask down when no customers were in the store. She was also told if customers didn't want to wear a mask, just take care of them quick and get them out. Well, last month, she was terminated for not demanding that others wear a mask and was accused for not wearing her mask for her entire 8-hour shift. Now, she disagrees with the mask, but she did with her job. She did her job. You know, she needs money. And actually, we bought a couple InfoWars masks because, you know, we might as well spread the word if we have to wear one.
Yes, sir.
And it was around the time that she started wearing that mask that her job became threatened. So much so that, you know, it was every single day, and ultimately they terminated her.
So that was it. It was a political message. It wasn't that she wasn't wearing a mask.
Right, and I think this is something that, you know, maybe the president needs to look at a little bit. If we're concerned about job numbers, I can't imagine that she's the only one experiencing this. There's got to be a lot of Americans out there that disagree with these mandates. And they're being terminated for wrongful reasons. I mean, this isn't a health issue anymore. It's become a political issue.
It's 100% Democrats wear the mask and they bully us to wear them. It's like a petty way to control us ahead of the contact tracing and the tracking apps, which now the universities have. So they are rolling it out. It's official. Very, very dangerous. I'm going to do a 2-hour show tomorrow on civil disobedience and the fact that it's time. And it's time to create the stencils so that people can spray paint things, because that's a nonviolent thing, but we're in a war, we're the resistance, and it's time to explain to people how to buy a bucket of glue and how to print stuff off and to glue stuff up on government buildings and other facilities, and it's now time to do the info war. And I always do what I tell the listeners I think they should do. I'm going to climb up on some billboards in the near future, and I'm going to take them over. I'm going to pick their propaganda billboards to do it to. I'll do it myself. I've done it before. And I'm going to spray paint walls, and I'm going to stick stickers up. I personally, you know, in one night, you know, put up 500 stickers, billboards, you name it. And it's the funnest thing you'll ever do. Now, I'm not going to tell you to do it, and I'm not going to say you have to do it. But we should have a whole discussion, because we can't jump live on TV and take our shows over like we did 4 years ago. But we're going to have a big war game for 2 hours commercial free tomorrow, 2 to 4. Everybody call in with what you think we should do. What do you think we should do?
No Mask Monday. We all remember Blackout Tuesday. No Mask Monday. Let's give patriots at least one day to live in the land of the free again. No Mask Monday. Pick one day. Go out there on your Monday. Do your normal business. And if people are asking why you're not wearing your mask today, educate them.
Let Absolutely. Them know. You know, the type of things I target are state-funded things. It's my taxpayer money. And if I see some state of Texas thanks you for wearing your mask, heroes, it's getting sprayed. And I don't do it to tag stuff. I didn't tag stuff when I was a teenager. I'm not a gang member. I'm an American. And the revolutionaries, they tag stuff. They handed out flyers. They painted on the walls. It's what you got to do in a war when you're being suppressed. We're being suppressed. Hit the third dimension. God bless you, brother. I'm going to pull some big stuff. We're going to get out, too, with a drone and fly over crowds with a speaker on it and tell them it's all a fraud. And just whatever you can do, folks, just do it. And I said we'll do a protest in the name of this lady that got arrested, and we haven't set it up for tomorrow, so I'm not doing that. There's just not enough crew. But next week, we need to pick a day. I'll figure it out tonight. And we need to get out on the streets, and we need to have a demonstration at the governor's mansion because, I mean, by the way, I'm not playing around about the governor. I have to get all the names and stuff again. I'll just release it, whatever. I can't take it anymore, man. If people want war, they're going to get it. I mean, I just, the gloves are off. And I just can't live on my knees like this crap. I just can't do it anymore. So we don't want to shoot in war. But the left wants to bully us to keep our mouths shut. And we're supposed to stay indoors, not supposed to have our church, and not supposed to go out because they're made up COVID crap. But then they're running around trying to kill the cops and shooting people in the head and burning everything down. Screw you! And screw any Republicans that go along with it. I'm serious, man. So we'll war game this for 2 hours tomorrow on air. We'll get the flyers. We'll get a page. A fact sheet to hand out when you're in stores. And just print off 20 things when you go to Walmart or Target. Or you got to go to one of these places or anything. Just stick them in the gas pump. Hand them out. And all of that changes the world. It will resist. Don't go along with it. Say no. That's your right. But Big Tech says, oh, if you do that, we'll ban you. Well, we'll see what happens when we strewn these all over hell and back. We'll see how you like that. And this will get you used to getting out in the field, folks. But I got some places. I know what I'm going to do. And I got a sneaking suspicion, too. I'll even let the police department know what nights I'm going to be out. So they'll just drive right by when I'm up there on an overpass spraying a big, giant Arrest Bill Gates thing on the side of the deal. A lot of folks been spraying Pizzagate is real on the highways and stuff like that. So we'll see what happens. I believe it has a big effect when you do that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to sit here and take this crap anymore, and now is the time to hit the streets. All right, Michael in Ohio, last caller before Dr. Nick Begich takes over. Amazing individual. We love him. Michael, go ahead. Last caller.
I just wanted to say how I've been spreading the word at auto manufacturer I work at here in Ohio. It started out, I just reading articles, but when you guys broke the article about why the WHO faked a pandemic and how a quick test led to an epidemic that wasn't, I was telling people dates are important, and I was just reading these articles to people and asking them, actually having them pull out their phone and do it themselves, because that's more effective.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. They've got, like, New York Times and Forbes articles how the UN and the NIH have faked pandemics before.
You know, pull out their phone themselves and have them look it up. I'm like, it sounds like it was from this year, right? Most of them are like, well, yeah. I'm like, click on it and look at the date it was written. I'm like, you see? Like, you see, guys, what I'm telling you is not crazy, right? And they see it, and they believe it. And I'm like, okay. Now, look up event 201. And they're like, well, you know, that was like the COVID thing. And I'm like, but look at when it happened. It was a month before the first outbreak of COVID was reported in Wuhan.
Well, you know, like, why they did that? You know why they did that? Because if they had real meetings about running the operation, they get arrested for conspiracy. They cover and bootleg the real launch as if it's a drill. You understand how that works?
And once they see that, you can see the lights go off. And they're like, how do you find this stuff? And I'm like, okay, when you guys go to this site, you're going to think it's crazy. But obviously what I just showed you is not crazy, right? And you understand now what's going on. They're starting to get that idea. Hand them an InfoWars stickers. I'm out of stickers. There are so many InfoWars stickers at my plant right now. Everyone's got them at their locker because I've told, you know, four other people that are dedicated listeners like me, and that's how we spread the word. And
well, let me say this, Michael. This isn't me kissing your ass. Let me explain something. You are victory. You're just as important as I am. What you've done, if everybody, we have millions of listeners, if everybody does that, look at Dr. Nick Beckett, he's wearing an Alex Jones mask. If punch him up, guys. If everybody simply does stuff like that, we're going to change the world. And we've not radicalized people. We've gotten people to look from a different perspective, from the globalist perspective, but from our perspective through them. And once people look through the enemy eyes and get why they're doing it, then they'll go, oh, my God, now it all makes sense. A normal person's like, why would they do horrible things? Because they're not you. They're evil. Great job, Michael. We love you. Yeah, I need to do another bumper sticker bomb where we give out free bumper stickers. But just every order gets some bumper stickers on them. And we really appreciate everybody's support and their prayers. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 2 to 4 with a live commercial-free show. Then the Sunday show. Then Owen does a new show, 6 to 8 as well. And Owen's coming up at 3. Dr. Nick Beckett, straight.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. And welcome back. It's good to be here. Just before the break, I was just joking around, you know, as I'm listening to the segments coming into this segment, and I'm watching the video feed that a lot of you aren't seeing right now, and it's and they had the guy with the mask going through the store, and I thought, you know, that's it, right? It's like, hey, it's about multiplying effect, okay? And so I picked up one of these when I was in Austin a few trips ago, and here's the thing. It's, and what Alex was talking about in that last segment that I think is important, is it's about taking an appropriate action that makes a difference in your community. And sometimes a funny action is actually the one everyone remembers, you know, and it ignites a different kind of conversation. So, here's what it took me to is I went and I reached just before the show began on my shelf behind me, and I pulled off a book that I wrote. Now, this is like, these were the Earth Pulse Flashpoints. I was publishing them back in the 90s, and this one was from 1996. Now, the articles that are important on here are still available for free now on the website earthpulse.com. So check that out, earthpulse.com. But the article I went to, and you can search it on the website, just do a quick search. It's called Change Agents and Reality Creation. I wrote it 24 years ago in 1996. And it was about dealing with the time we're in right now. And I'm gonna grab a little bit, because it's a free article, it's still useful, and it's about kind of things you can do as an individual, become a committee of one, 59 days till election day. Those are things that you can do, whether you're an introvert, you know, who doesn't really like to get out there in front of the world, or an extrovert, someone who doesn't have a problem doing it. So there's a list of things and methods in that article about how to engage the process so you can, you know, be effective and do something. And be powerful, not powerless. And that's what we're really talking about now is, you know, what does it take? Sometimes humor does the job, you know, and it triggers a conversation. It breaks the tension. Sometimes it's a more direct thing about informing or being the informant of information that changes the perception. Because it's not about always reality. That's what the other team knows. It's about how people interpret the reality. So you got to deal with that, you know, not what you might know to be the underlying facts and why that's just delusion. You've got to deal with the fact that some people run on an illusion, on a delusion. Okay, so to pierce the veil, so to speak, is not an easy thing. But back then I wrote a section of Change Agents Reality Creation is called Fear and Conspiracy, right? And here, I'll just read a couple lines. It is disturbing to see the increase in general paranoia because of government over control. A good deal has been asserted by many individuals about the political, social, economic, and banking conspiracies. Many of these reports accurately reflect factual observations and should be considered a significant cause for concern. I wrote that 24 years ago, and Alex talks about this. You know, is the fact that we were kind of saying how they would do it, what they would do, and how they would use, you know, you, your perception, and manipulate it to get you to move like a herd being shoved through the pasture into the gate, you know, for the slaughter, right? And so the point I'm making is the tools are there, okay? And the tools are used by the other side, are easily used by you. And it's about creating a conversation that changes the perception, okay, back into something more reality. You know, even the thought of fake news, how do you connect those two words? Because if it's news and it's fake, then it's not news, it's something else. But we gave it a new pair of words, fake news. Well, now everyone who already did doesn't trust the news media, right? Because it's not accurate. It's inaccurate most of the time. It's editorial most of the time. It's not factual. It doesn't elevate. It doesn't form. And it doesn't create an environment of a debate that's rational. It creates the bonfires you're seeing on the cliff. You know, it creates the anxiety and tension between people. It's divisive. And, you know, and it's okay to be divided on political views, but it is not okay to be disrespectful of a dissenting opinion, whether you agree or disagree. And this is what we're seeing played out on the left, actually, this time around. And sometimes it's played out on the far right, sometimes on the far left. But this time it's been played out on the left for over 100 days. And it's out of control. And so the thing that's being stripped from us or being attempted to strip from us is our individual power as individuals, which then when it forms into what becomes, you know, the thrust of society or the foundation of government, remember, of the people, by the people, for the people, those concepts which aren't even really taught or understood. If you say those words to an elementary student in, say, sixth grade, they very likely will not know where that came from or what that means. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen, and those that are grandparents out there. Start having a conversation with your grandchildren that's different. You know, because this is the thing you're competing with. You know, I had some of my family members over last night. We're all talking, you know, and I have the conservative branch of the family and the super liberal branch of the family and the moderate branch of the family. And the perception of everyone that drives all of this is really the underlying creative piece. Okay, so the article I wrote years ago, Change Agents and Reality Creation, is how to take the narrative, which is now what we call it, is a narrative, a script, and rewrite it based on a set of facts and information that return power to you individually and then allow you to empower others one person at a time. In over 59 days, all the people listening to this have an opportunity to make sure the outcomes of this election in your community matter. Now, what's happening here in my community, and I'll talk about it a little bit because, we're on the moon, right? I say that. You know, we're so far removed from the rest of the country is you might as well be on the moon. But we do things differently. We haven't any riots or anybody burning anything here. And if they did, it would be shut down pretty rapidly because Alaskans wouldn't tolerate that nonsense. But we got a lefty mayor who's been trying to bring the national script here. And he made national news, you know, because of shutting down businesses. And another guy, one of the guys who has a restaurant here, Kreiner's, he made national news because they shut his restaurant down. He opened anyway, you know, and then they fined him $15,000 a day. And people came into the restaurant and helped him with the fine. But, you know, he only goes so long in a small town like Anchorage, you know. And so they shut down this guy because he didn't have the ability to open a sidewalk cafe like the mayor did with his restaurants that he owns downtown. He even shut off a public street to make sure his restaurant had a place to put their operation, you know. So, you know, this kind of thing happens all over the country, even in a remote place like Alaska. But here's what happened here, you see. The community got involved in a bunch of issues dealing with law and order. It's something that the liberals missed. And as a result, they're on the run in Anchorage, Alaska, because they have bad policy. And it's bad policy that gets riots in the streets in all of our major cities in the north. And that's what needs to end. Good policy starts with government being returned to good people. You're the tip of the spear, and this is Dr. Nick Begich, and we'll be right back.
Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations, successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans,
This is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders, but defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. And remember the InfoWars store. Take a look there. That's how all of the work of the network is supported. All of my books and videos exclusively available there. You know, in fact, I looked on Amazon, and because they're not available to the mainstream anymore, one of my books are trying to get $1,000 for, right? And you can still get it for 18 bucks at the InfoWars store. But they're still, they've been out for a long time, but they're still timely. You know, a lot of things I wrote were sort of the backdrop of what was coming and the factual background, you know. So there's a lot of footnotes, a lot of detail, a lot of information that make at least an understanding of what's happened. And at the same time, provide sort of what can we do about it, which is what we've been talking about today a lot on the show, is what can we do with 59 days left. Is I can tell you, one step at a time, one person at a time, because every single vote and effort that a person makes for what they care about counts. Now, I'll tell you something else. Again, bringing it back to what we did locally, there was an issue here, and it dealt with the homeless thing that I've been talking about every once in a while on the network. But the piece of it that the local community and the Democrats were missing is this whole issue of the criminality that goes along with so much of it. A lot of it's mental illness, drug addiction, alcoholism that drives most of it, or did until this latest round of that's going to force the next level of homelessness, which are not this type of person, but someone quite different. So you have a whole lot of things going on around the country in a conversation about crime. Now, in my state, it's still about, you know, the crime being generated by the explosion of homelessness in our communities as it relates to pre-COVID drama homelessness. And the post-COVID homelessness, it hasn't come yet because of this money pumped into the program right now to really just prop up a system that is falling apart around the country. And it's falling apart around the country in the left-leaning cities. And the lawlessness that we're seeing play out has been used for political purposes. And this is what I resent, is it's political protest and all of that is totally in order, you know, in my view, totally in order. What isn't in order is violence and destruction of property. And a lot of these businesses that have been destroyed, you know, these are small businesses. 70% of the backbone of the United States are small businesses. And you don't want this brought to a community like yours or like mine. And so the cities this isn't happening in, there's probably good reasons for it. And the reasons probably have something to do with a combination of a community that recognizes who they are and what they are as a governing body and a representative body, the middle managers, if you will, of democracies in a republic, understand who they're accountable to. Now, in my community, that kind of broke off with nine of our assembly members listening to 5 days of public testimony on an issue and ignoring it completely. That's happening all over. What is also happening is they're being called out on it in a way where the public's going, wait a minute, who's allowing this? Who's encouraging this? Who's doing things that are creating what I would call lawlessness, political lawlessness. Let's call it what it is. It's politicians behaving badly and then creating an environment. And I say it comes from the left. And the Pelosi's of the world are invigorating the debate in a way that is destructive as hell. And then they're doing mandates for masks, and then the video runs. She gets her beauty shop appointment while the rest of the people in San Francisco don't. And then she screams foul. Oh, you caught me. Come on now. Okay. You set me up, she says. Wait a minute. You know, the facts are, while the rest of San Francisco can't get their hair done, you can without a mask. So, you know, it's the hypocrisy that aggravates everybody, and we're being played by it, and that's what really angers us all. But here's the deal. Their policies suck, you know, in the vernacular. They're just bad. So make sure people know that these policies are what gives you lawlessness. A policy that says, hey, it's okay to loot and reappropriate someone else's hard work for yourself. This is the policy of the left. You know, I was talking to my son this morning before the program. My eldest son dropped by. I'm talking about his grandfather. Could he even be a Democrat in today's world? I don't think so. I don't know what he would have done, you know, because in the days of my dad, it was such a different thing. You know, it was so easy to figure it out. You know, the Democrats represented working people back then, and the Republicans represented business people and bankers. And it was easy. Now it's not, because the roles have switched, you know, in some ways. And but the left just sort of went off in what they call left field, you know, right? I mean, there's a reason metaphors exist. You know, they're not just made up. There's some reality to them, you know. And think about this. They ought to call them Hyde and Biden. You know, he's hiding in the basement, you know, not Sleepy Joe, hiding Biden. He doesn't want to face the public and have a conversation. Same thing happened here locally. The assembly, our local assembly, had all their meetings, telemeetings. No face-to-face with constituents. That's not democracy in action, ladies and gentlemen. Face-to-face, facing your elected leaders, not on a teleprompter, not while they're watching a movie on the other channel and have the mute button on while public testimony is going on, because that's what happens. That's the reality. You're ignored in this climate of COVID. You're ignored because they have a system of ignore now instead of paying attention. So in our community, because a group of people got together around an issue and self-motivated, self-organized, and got a plan organized and are executing it in Anchorage, people are going to go away. You know, they're going to recall those that aren't up for election, hurrah, and I think they'll be successful. They're going to make sure the guy leading the city is branded for failure, that he is, as a leader, our mayor. You know, and so, you know, in the sense of what's happening is an opportunity for truth also, you know, and so that's truth one person at a time. That's where your power, our power as individuals comes in. And that comes from a conversation. Now, here's what also has happened from the left that makes this difficult is they have created an environment of total intimidation. You know, you don't want to wear a Trump button if you're on the right in a lot of places because you're afraid because you know someone's going to punch you in the eye, you know, and this is what they've created, an environment like that in this country. Now, that, my friend, is fundamentally wrong on every level. This is not about democracy and a republic. This is not about free speech within a republic. This is about manipulation. This is about limiting the voices of public debate. And those are the voices that need to be elevated. And that's each of us individually in a conversation with those that we can influence, that we have an opportunity to influence with the facts. So do that one person at a time. Do that in all the ways that you can individually, and you'll make a difference. And do it on the issues you care about. And you know what? Your passion will come through, and they'll drive you into an opportunity to make change. And the article, Change Agents and Reality Creation, it's free. EditorPulse.com. Go there, do a search, you'll find it. It's free. Everything there is free as far as information that's posted there. There's a lot. But that article is 24 years old, and there's still great nuggets of information there that will help you as an individual committee of one make a difference. Be a committee of one. And here's what happens. I heard this from an Assemblies of God minister one time in Greenaway, and he said, if you don't know who's in charge, take over. And if they throw you out of town, get in line and act like it's a parade. And that's what I'm saying to you individually. Find a way to take over that area of your life that you can have make a difference in. And do that. Do the things that matter in your life right now. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. You know, it's Friday just before noon here in Anchorage, Alaska. And just thinking about all the work of the team there, again, in Austin and, you know, and really around the world, you know, everyone listening today, part of that team. And what a difference we can make. And this is the thing that we got to remember, you know, as the new world order and global governments would like to strip us of the power that we each individually have. InfoWars has always about been returning your power to you, you know, so you can do something different. And we have been. And I would say this about the team is what people don't see is what's behind it all. You know, it's a big machine to keep the information flowing, being collected. You know, when we come on the air, the subs and Alex, no one really has any idea what we're going to say until we start talking, you know. So the team has to put it all together, you know, and they do. And what a great network. And you're part of that network, which is why it's so important to stay in it to win it. And this is going to be probably, I believe, the most critical election that we've ever faced, at least in my lifetime. When I think about the disturbance in the force, you know, what's going on, is the fact that people are not all buying in. And the longer this thing stretches, the quicker the reality, because the real reality, the one that exists, not the disconnected one. And I want to talk a little bit about that just in this context. because there's a real stark image of it playing out. There's the real economy that people are suffering in today, you know, whether you're a small business owner or an unemployed person. And then there's the financial economy, which is, if you're in that one, you're excelling, right? Except for the last couple of days lately, and you've made a lot of money and you've stripped out a lot of wealth again. And now before it crashes again, you got your money out of the tape. But the thing that's happening in all of this is a big shift in wealth on steroids headed a different direction, you know, headed out of town, so to speak. And a few crumbs being kicked off the table to keep the average citizen subdued a bit, you see, because it's like it got played out here in Alaska, does every election season. It gets played out here because we have a thing called the permanent fund dividend, which is a check the government gives us, you know, out of our oil wealth. So it's a redistribution of our commonwealth, which is what it is. And Wally Hickel, one of the guys who talked about it, he's a Republican here, he talked about when he was governor and even before about we're the owner state, you know, because the state in Alaska is really run more by endowment. In fact, we don't have a sales tax here. We don't have a property tax here or a statewide income tax here. We have revenue generated by our wealth, in this case, oil and gas. And a percentage of that is in this complicated. I don't need to get into how it happens, how the formula works, but a certain amount of that comes back to the public in the form of a payout and a dividend, you know, and this year we got about $1,000, a little under $1,000 each. And it came early because of the COVID disaster and people needed money earlier. But the whole point is the way it was envisioned here was, hey, get the balance sheet working for the state and the underlying assets so that it pays for the operation of government. And then you don't have to tax people if our assets are making us money. And then when you are taxing the people for the things that make sense, and you know, but here's the thing that nobody ever talks about is the assets. You see, and on the national level, we forget this because we're 18%, just about 20% consider the 200-mile limit as part of that equation for Alaska. We're like this giant treasury up here, like this huge safety deposit box that the globalists have got. Well, we screw the rest of the world out of their resources. We have this treasury in Alaska sitting there. And when all the rest of the places have thrown us out, which you know, got to think about this, and we've exploited all their resources for a few cents on the dollar and bribed their politicians overtly with bags of money, the way it's done, you see. Then we're going to come to Alaska and we're going to crack open all these national parks and preserves that were put in place as national parks and preserves. But the environmental community thought they were preserving national parks and preserves. What they were preserving was taking out of the public domain resources, tremendous resources, and put them in a way where you and I could go out and claim those resources, put them into production, make them work the way it was intended in the country, into a way that they could be locked up so that when the national emergencies began, they would invite the globalists in who were the only ones big enough to do the job and rescue America. And they would be invited in to exploit these resources and develop them. You see, and they would make the money and not you and me the way it was intended. So this is always what the early left, the left of the 60s and the 50s here, in Alaska was guarding. That's what Eisenhower was talking about, you know, worrying about the military-industrial complex. What he didn't add in is the academic and the science complex and a few other things. And the real deal is it's a fight over the wealth of the nation. This is what it is about. The wealth of the nation, ladies and gentlemen, the balance sheet. And the propaganda, Yogananda, garbage, BS that they want to tell you is fertilizer for the mind and soul is not. And here's the disconnect. This fictional, airy-fairy financial economy that exists on air and puff and belief and faith. On what? At the end of the day, when the air is pulled out of that balloon and it goes flying across the room, you'll get the picture, right? Because it's puff, puff money. The real economy is the one that people are suffering in right now, where your physical flesh and soul is being beaten down by propaganda, Yogananda, the BS, okay? That's what it is. It's not fake news, new narrative. It's all BS, okay? You've got to carve your way through it and sort out the facts and information, relight your internal fire, and go do something that you can do, and do it in the right way that recognizes the dignity and honor in another created living soul, for goodness sakes. And then get in the game again. And if you're a little worried, or if you're a lot worried about being punched in the eye as you walk around town, do it in a way where you feel comfortable then. But do something, okay? If you're the introvert that can't do it in an overt way, then do it in an introverted way. You know, do a simple thing. Write letters to the editor. Maybe they'll print them. Write them in at least the alternatives. Maybe they'll print them. Send some emails to your friends and give them some facts and information. You know, and don't do it in a confrontational way that gets into a fight, because those are the ones you're not going to convince, you know, okay? You're not going to convince them. Then provide them information about their candidate for why they might not want to vote for, because then maybe they won't go to the polls to vote for them at least. But give them the information that is useful to them to convince them to change their mind. Do that one person at a time. That's how in 59 days the results will be in. That will change the world or not. Because here's what can happen. If you have a fully democratically controlled Senate and a democratically controlled House and a democratically controlled executive, then you will have a disaster in the United States. A total disaster. And the only saving grace then might be the U.S. Supreme Court. But the time it takes to sort things out there is way too long. So we have to get involved. We have to vote. Don't let them take it away. Don't let them intimidate you. Get engaged. Get in the game. Do everything you can to make a difference. And that's what it's all about right now. It's an info war that we're in the middle of. If you're going to be the tip of the spear, then be that. But do it in a way that really changes the game and changes people's perception by pointing out facts and the information that supports your arguments, because they carry the day. Because these policies are being played out in the streets of these cities, and they're failed before they even began, okay? Because they're doing it wrong, and they're not addressing what the average person wants. They're failing in their representation, all right? Because within a democratic republic, we trust that layer, and there's too much power in the wrong people being driven by nonprofits who have way too much power and don't contribute anything in terms of money to the taxes that decide what public policy is. They get to take the bandwidth away from us. Take the bandwidth back. Be part of the discussion. Be part of the dialogue. Support this network. Go to the InfoWars store. Buy something that informs you so you can inform others. And you support this network. It's the 360 win that Alex talked about. Take advantage of it today. Support us in what we're doing. Support yourself in what you're doing. This has been Dr. Nick Begich, and thank you this Friday afternoon.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.